The power of smart brevity. Have you ever listened to a story that wandered so much that you forgot the main point? This happens when good ideas get lost in unnecessary words. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. Many people, especially journalists, fall into this trap, thinking more words mean better work. However, most readers only skim the first few paragraphs. News should focus on readers' needs, not the writer's ego. Smart brevity is about expressing ideas concisely. It helps you say more with fewer words, combining intelligence with succinctness. This approach can make your writing stand out and be memorable. Whether you're a student, salesperson, or CEO, smart brevity helps you cut through the noise. It organizes your communication and shows that being brief brings clarity and impact in a fast-paced world. But brevity doesn't mean leaving out important details or oversimplifying. Be short, but not shallow. Long, enjoyable prose has its place, but for essential info, short and crisp is best. Aim to convey maximum value in minimum time. Think about your audience, tailor your message to them, and identify the key thing you want them to remember. Say it clearly and plainly, then stop. PR executive Lisa Ross says, "Just say what you mean, sincerely and short." Authentic, brief communication makes people listen and remember. Focus on your audience and message, and avoid extra words. Using smart brevity can be a game changer. It makes you more efficient, a clearer communicator, and helps you stand out, especially on social media. The result? Clearer expression and better alignment around what matters most. Here are the four key elements of smart brevity to make every word count. Element number one, attention-grabbing openings. Picture this, you're at a party, and someone kicks off a story with, "So, I was filing my taxes." Boring, right? Just like a good party story needs a strong start, your writing needs an opening line that grabs attention, otherwise, your readers will quickly move on. Even great content can't save a piece that starts off dull. So, how do you make your opening engaging right from the start? Let's explore the art of capturing attention, the first step in smart brevity. This isn't just about a catchy title, it's about crafting the first line of any text, from emails to essays, to make readers want to keep going. Why? Most people decide in seconds if they're interested, often based solely on the headline. A strong opening doesn't just catch the eye, it earns you valuable focus from your reader. But remember, the rest of your writing also needs to be clear and to the point to keep that attention. Here are some tips. First, drop habits that turn readers away. Long-winded headlines? Trim them to 6 words or less, especially for mobile readers. Trying to be overly funny or mysterious? That often leaves readers confused instead of intrigued. And steer clear of big words and complex terms. Simplicity works best. Once you've cut these mistakes, use strategies that truly draw readers in. Boil down your main point to 10 words or less to capture the essence in a single, powerful sentence. Make it thought-provoking yet truthful, hinting at something new or surprising. Go for short, punchy words, especially one-syllable ones, and favor strong verbs over unnecessary adjectives and adverbs. Lastly, test your opening by reading it out loud. Does it spark your interest? If it doesn't excite you, it won't excite your readers. Openings that hook readers within seconds are key to holding their attention. Follow these tips, and you'll soon master the skill of writing attention-grabbing openings. Element number two, the art of the lead. Think of the first sentence as the friend who can grab everyone's attention and make you think, "Yeah, I'd like to hang out with them." That's the strength of a good lead, the second key part of smart brevity. The lead is your opening line, a well-crafted hook that pulls readers right into your story. Its job is to give something fresh or valuable in a quick, punchy way, so readers instantly understand what your content is about. This lead should be one strong, direct sentence, written in as few words as possible, with no extra fluff to distract or confuse. Here's a helpful way to find the right lead. Imagine you're in an elevator with a friend and have just seconds to say something meaningful. What's the main point you want them to remember? That should be your lead. To write a strong lead, focus on making your message clear and powerful in one sentence. Avoid fancy words or jokes. Your goal is to be straightforward and helpful. Check each word. Does it add meaning? Does it make your point clearer? If a reader remembers only one line, make it this one. Avoid repeating what you've already covered in the opening tease. The rest of your content should build on this main sentence, adding detail and depth. This approach makes your writing clearer and ensures your message sticks. Mastering the lead means your writing truly engages people. It's not just about what you say, but how you say it. And it all starts with that first, compelling sentence. Element number 3, the context. So, you've crafted a strong opening and hooked your reader with a catchy start. What now? Now comes the part where you add context. Don't assume your reader already knows the details. They need more than just facts. They want to know why those facts matter. A few clear sentences on why this information is important can keep them engaged and prevent confusion. The key is to give this context without overwhelming them. Here's where axioms come in handy. Think of axioms as quick guides that show readers why your content matters. Bold headings like "Why It Matters," "The Big Picture," or "What's Happening" can help introduce context. After your axiom, use a short, strong statement that highlights why your lead matters. Keep the language straightforward and avoid filler words. Why should the reader care? What changes or impacts does this information signal? These are the questions your context should answer directly. Once you've written your axiom and context, read them aloud. Does it sound clear and flow well? If it holds your attention, it's likely to hold your readers too. Remember, clarity is everything, and well-chosen axioms make your content stand out. Element number 4, go deeper. In articles, many readers skim through quickly, just like kids avoiding broccoli. But there's a smart trick to keep them hooked longer, the go deeper section. It's the last part of your piece that gives both brevity and substance. Start with the main context and then invite readers to learn more if they want. It's like opening a door to deeper understanding, but it's up to them to step through. By giving this option, you empower your audience to grasp the essence quickly or dive into details. When you need to present more content directly, use strategic formatting. Bullet points are great for highlighting key facts or ideas. They break up dense paragraphs visually, making it easier for readers to grasp important information. Bold text also helps by guiding readers to significant points amid a sea of words. And remember, keep paragraphs short, around 2 to 3 sentences, to prevent your piece from looking too dense. This way, you communicate effectively while respecting your reader's curiosity and offering nuance for those who want it. Smart brevity for career success. Are your emails, speeches, meetings, and other work communications met with the excitement of a dentist appointment? It's time to accept smart brevity. Mastering this skill can boost your career and change how you're seen at work. Managers are swamped with unread messages and long reports, so they value employees who can deliver clear, concise information. Here's how to use smart brevity in different work situations. For emails, start with a strong subject line, put the main questions or news in the first sentence, and support them with short, bullet-pointed, bolded facts. Add some visuals to emphasize the main points. Newsletters can be your tool for team alignment. Choose a short, catchy name. Lead with top news in an attractive format, include 5 to 10 updates, each under 200 words, and keep the total under 1,000 words. Use numbered items, and relevant images, and end with a light note. Make meetings more effective with smart brevity too. Set a clear agenda and goal beforehand. Start on time, clarify the purpose, keep discussions on track, involve everyone, and end with a summary and next steps in a 20-minute time frame. Assign follow-ups to improve performance. You can also use smart brevity for presentations. Start with a strong headline that captures the main idea, follow with 3 to 5 key points, and use images with minimal text. Keep slides simple, with one main message per slide, and limit to 5 or 6 slides. End with a clear call to action or goal. Smart brevity works for speeches too. Focus on one memorable point, begin with an engaging story, then share your main message and why it matters. Support it with examples and data, and end by reinforcing your key idea with simple, direct language. Even on social media, smart brevity is key. Each post is a chance to stand out. Focus on one strong idea and adapt it to each platform: X for news, Instagram for visuals, and Facebook for emotions. Use clear language and strong images for the best impact. Lastly, think about the power of visuals. In a world full of images, a well-made visual can say a lot. Keep it simple and clear to make an immediate impact. Key points. 1. Start with a strong, attention-grabbing opening to hook your audience. 2. Craft a clear, concise lead that delivers your main message quickly. 3. Provide clear context by explaining why your message matters. 4. Offer deeper insights or options for those interested in more details. 5. Use smart brevity in emails, meetings, and presentations for clear communication. 6. Apply smart brevity on social media by focusing on one strong idea per post. 7. Keep visuals simple and impactful to communicate your message effectively.